don't accept that the Commission's proposals are based on the real facts in terms of the scientific advice. And we have a commitment from the Minister that where the science justifies it, or where the data justifies it, he will certainly push to have these reductions significantly reduced. And in our view, when it comes to our second most important fishery after mackerel, which is prawns, we want to see at least the same as this year, if not a slight increase.
Now, the prediction is a direct and indirect financial loss of around 78 million euro. Being parochial for a moment, how much of that would be felt in the northwest?
About 40% of that would be felt in the northwest, as such.
Which is once again another devastating blow for an industry that's already struggling.
It is, and we certainly cannot accept these cuts that are being proposed. And in the end of the day, this comes down to the Council of Fisheries Ministers next Monday and Tuesday. And it's up to them to sort out this in terms of that we have reasonable proposals going forward. We as industry are not trying to fish out stocks. We are every bit as interested as the managers are in terms of sustainable stocks. But where we see proposals being put forward that are not based on the scientific advice or on the flawed methodology, we will not accept them, particularly given the devastating effects it can have on the economics of our fisheries.